This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Less than 11 months from next year's elections, there is plenty of uncertainty in Missouri politics. U.S. Representative Russ Carnahan, for example, says he is running again for Congress, but the St. Louis Democrat hasn't declared in which district he is running because of an ongoing legal challenge to Missouri's new congressional districts. Republicans, meanwhile, have no declared candidate for attorney general, only recently gained a treasurer's candidate, and shuffled their candidates for governor and lieutenant governor. A suspect in a double slaying in Missouri is in fair condition after being shot by police in the lobby of an upscale hotel in the state capitol on Saturday evening. Dent County Sheriff Rick Stalling says law enforcement officers began pursuing 44-year-old Marvin Rice of Salem after a witness reported Rice shot a man and woman on Saturday. Stallings says Rice led officers on a high-speed chase across rural Missouri before fleeing on foot into a prominent hotel near the Missouri State Capitol. He was shot and wounded in an exchange of gunfire in the lobby. A spokeswoman at the University Hospital in Columbia said Sunday morning that Rice was in fair condition. Columbia's Secondary Enrollment Planning Committee recently completed a series of 8 public forums where Columbia residents could share opinions about the redistricting of Columbia Public Schools. KBIA's Emily Giffen files this report.
At each forum, Planning Committee member Don Ludwig first explained the details of the 3 current approaches to redistricting. They are being called Approach A, B, and C. Each approach offers boundary lines for schools at both the intermediate and high school level, and each creates a variety of different numbers for factors like enrollment, demographics, and travel time for students. Main concerns at the forums were whether it was better to keep students at the elementary or intermediate level together and the potential for a transfer policy. Lisa Barfnecht currently has a 9th grader and a 6th grader in Columbia Public Schools. She says she likes Approach B because it maintains consistency for the intermediate students.
And I think it's very true with my 9th grader. She doesn't necessarily have the same elementary friends as she did before, although she went to school with a lot of them. Most of her friends have been from the middle school, junior high era, and so I like that approach just because it keeps the 6th through 12th graders together.
Questions raised about a transfer policy were met with concerns from others warning against making the policy too lenient. Wanda Brown is the Assistant Superintendent of Secondary Education. She says she understands high school legacies within families and students wanting to attend a certain school, but she says there's a limit.
But at some point, the numbers are going to have to dictate what's right for kids. We can't overstock one school and then have one under, so we've got to make good decisions, but we've got to be based on the data.
Brown says the Columbia Board of Education will make the decision on a transfer policy. Other concerns brought up at the forums included the layout of student demographics, long travel distances, parent involvement in schools, and the school's ability to provide equal resources for its students. The planning committee will discuss public concerns and present 2 plans for intermediate boundaries and 2 plans for high school boundaries this week to the Board of Education. The board's decision on the redistricting plan is expected early next year. Emily Giffen, KBIA News.
And for KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.